New York-born author Henry James is famous for his concise, enigmatic style. Darkly comic novels such as Portrait of a Lady and The Europeans drew on his experiences in Europe. The novella, The Turn of the Screw, was written at a troubled time of his life. James was 53, and his sister had recently died of breast cancer. He himself was having health and financial problems. In a letter from 1895, James wrote, "I see ghosts everywhere." The Turn of the Screw is a supernatural horror story set in the mid-19th century. It begins with an unnamed narrator who reads from the journal of a woman, his sister's late governess, to a group of friends. The governess recounts how she accepts a job looking after the young nephew and niece of a man who has become responsible for them. They live in a country house in Bligh, Essex, in southeast England. Her employer, however, gives the governess definitive instructions.
That she should never trouble him, but never, never, neither appeal, nor complain, nor write about anything, only meet all questions herself, receive all monies from his solicitor, take the whole thing over and let him alone.
At Bligh, the governess meets little Flora and the housekeeper, Mrs. Groves. She is delighted by the child, but unnerved by the house.
It was a big, ugly, antique, but convenient house, embodying a few features of a building still older, half replaced and half utilized, in which I had the fancy of our being almost as lost as a handful of passengers in a great drifting ship.
A letter arrives. Flora's 10-year-old brother, Miles, is on his way, as he has been expelled from school for an unknown reason. The governess is relieved to find him charming. Then, one evening, as the governess strolls around the grounds, she sees a strange man in a tower of the house.
He was in one of the angles, the one away from the house, very erect, as it struck me, and with both hands on the ledge. He slowly changed his place. He stopped at the other corner, but less long, and even as he turned away, markedly fixed me.
The governess is even more disturbed when the man appears again later, looking into the window. Mrs. Gross recognizes her description. The man is Peter Quint, a former valet who is now dead. The governess believes that the ghost is looking for Miles. Another day, when the governess is at the lake with Flora, she sees a woman dressed in black and senses that she is Miss Jessel, her predecessor, who had gone on holiday and died while away.
Another person this time, but a figure of quite as unmistakable horror and evil. A woman in black, pale and dreadful, with such an air also, and such a face.
The governess jumps to the conclusion that Miss Jessel is looking for Flora. More sightings follow, on the stairs, in the schoolroom. Meanwhile, the children behave strangely. At night, Flora stares out the window while Miles wanders alone outside. The governess writes to her employer. There is no response. The governess decides to confront Miles, who becomes agitated. Then there is another incident at the lake when Miss Jessel appears, but Flora denies seeing her. The child becomes angry.
I don't know what you mean. I see nobody. I see nothing. I never have. I think you're cruel. I don't like you.
She produced an almost furious wail.
Take me away! Take me away! Oh, take me away from her!
The next day, Mrs. Gross takes Flora to the children's uncle while the governess stays at Bligh with Miles. But Peter Quint appears one last time, with terrible consequences. The novella has been adapted numerous times. There is a play, an opera, two films, and a recent Netflix miniseries. The author Stephen King called The Turn of the Screw, the title of which describes the experience that horror stories elicit in the reader one of the genre's great works, as it contains secrets best left untold and things left best unsaid.